Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Labor Day and working is the topic for today's Community Comment. Governor Mike Huckabee did a great job on this subject about 3 weeks ago. He said joblessness is an economic problem, and we talk about the financial implications of widespread unemployment. Following his TV show, Peggy Noonan wrote an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal. She said that when you work, you take part in society. She says to work is to be integrated into the daily life of this nation. There is pride and satisfaction in doing work well, in working with others, and earning a discipline, a craft, or an art. This article went on to say that to work is to grow and to find out who you really are. Governor Huckabee worked in very minimal jobs when he was younger, but was able to grow and find more meaningful jobs as he got older. My own personal experience was my first real job outside of mowing lawns, and that was at Daley Brothers. I was 14 and a friend of mine were in charge of delivering all of the COD purchases and collecting the purchase price. We each made 65 cents an hour. My friend, who was older, had a driver's license, so he drove the store's van. Later, my friend quit this job, and I had an offer for a job paying $1 per hour. I went to Charlie Daley and said I wanted a raise because I was now working alone and had an offer at $1 an hour. He offered me 85 cents per hour. I quit and took the job that paid me $1 per hour and ultimately gave me the incentive and the career that shaped my life, college, law school, and eventually ownership of that business that paid me that $1 per hour. What Peggy Noonan wrote is correct. Work gives us purpose, stabilization, integration, and a shared mission. Even in the 1970s, there were people like Steve Jobs in his parents' garage working on circuit brands, and Bill Gates creating Microsoft. Peggy Noonan went on to say that what we need now is a political leader, not one who tries to sound optimistic, but someone with real passion about the idea of new businesses, new inventions, growth, productivity, and breakthrough along with jobs, jobs, jobs. She says we need someone in love with the marketplace, and we do not have the political leaders to lead us in the right direction. American genius is still there. It's in our garages, and it's been there since Ben Franklin, his key in the kite, and the bolt of lightning. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that we need to elect political leaders at the national, state, and local levels that are in love with the romance of the marketplace? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.